Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Cantaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Cantaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
Well, it's history in the making. It's the final game of the high school baseball season, and it's a team that has been there a lot and a team that is trying to win their first ever. Today from Great Bend, Kansas, it's the Class 2-1A State Baseball Championship as the Valley Falls Dragons take on the St. Mary's Pittsburgh Colgan Panthers. Good evening, along with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. I'm Justin Fluke. It's been a long day with a lot of local action, from balancing all the state baseball and softball to the state track updates, Wichita, to live remotes and all of our other regular local programming. But we're glad to have you with us, one of three teams from the local area competing in the state championship right now this evening, as Oskaloosa in the softball 2-1A title playing on CARE 93.7, and we have Silver Lake competing for the 3-A softball title in Topeka with that on the Pulse 96.9, and here we get set for 2-1A state baseball between Valley Falls and Pitt Colgan. Obviously the second day of the state tournament and the second game today for both these squads who won their semifinals earlier. Valley Falls had about 5 hours of rest, while Pitt Colgan only had about 3 hours of rest as they won their second semifinal game today. Pitt Colgan winning theirs over Douglas by a score of 3-1. Colgan won their opening round game 2-0 over Hayes TMP. So a couple of two-run wins for Colgan, but we know all about their history in state baseball. This is their 35th title game appearance, not just making the state tournament, 35 championship game appearances in the last 40 years, and they've won 21 state titles and have 13 state runner-ups. So 21 and 13 in state title games, and for the 35th time, Colgan's back in the championship game here at 2-1A state baseball. They had won 7 titles in a row from 2004 to 2010. They won 4 consecutive years, 2013 to 2016. It's been a little bit hit or miss as of late. They took third at state last year, and they were the champions 2 years ago here in Great Bend. They're led by Mike Watt, who's been the coach for 40 years at Colgan and just had a phenomenal run, obviously, during that time, as Pitt Colgan looking to add hardware with a roster that has 5 seniors. But here's the important thing. Colgan has 7 different players that have pitched a decent amount during the regular season. They've had a lot of weeks where they've played 2 doubleheaders. That means 4 games. Really have to have pitching depth to be able to do that. Of course, you have to have a good number 3, number 4, even a number 5 pitcher. That could be where Colgan has a slight advantage besides just the history factor coming in to this title game today. For Valley Falls, they're having their best season ever. They've continued to add to their school record win total, now at 24 victories this year. Earlier today, Valley Falls took care of business, beating Remington in the bottom of the 6th inning. They walked it off by run rule, winning 16-6. Yesterday, Valley Falls got a bottom of the 7th walk-off run, game-winning hit to prevail 1-0 and avenge a state loss from a year ago, knocking off the defending champs from Medicine Lodge. So Valley Falls now 24-4. Great pitching performance as Trenton Van Houten threw his 4th no-hitter of the season yesterday. Colin Carney was good earlier today, but he's now burnt up as well. So Valley Falls will turn to a sophomore, and Matt Stapp got the final 2 outs of their semifinal game and will now get the start here today for the Dragons. Valley Falls has never won a state baseball championship, so they're trying to make history today. Dragons have been in a couple state baseball championship games, but they finished 2nd place in both 2010 and most recently in 2021. Valley Falls, a 3rd state title game appearance, looking for a 1st state championship here today against Pitt Colgan. Hogan's record, by the way, 18-9. So this is a team that's certainly beatable. They've been beaten 9 times already this season. They play some larger 3A and even 4A schools during the regular season. Whipped up through their regionals very handily. Then a couple two-run games here in the state tournament so far. So it's not like they're unbeatable by any stretch. We'll see how today's game shakes out here in Great Bend. Still plenty of sunshine. We dip back down below 80 degrees here for the first pitch, which is coming up in just a few minutes. Gentle breeze blowing out. The sun is setting behind us as we broadcast just to the right side of the Valley Falls dugout. The Dragons, because they were the number one seed, had the best record coming into the state tournament. They will be the home team for the third straight game in the third base dugout as we sit next to them on this side. So the challenging defensive spots as the sun sets would be first, second base, as well as right field here in this contest today. We're going to step away, take a pregame timeout. We'll come back and introduce you to the starting lineups for this championship game. It's the Colgan Panthers and the Valley Falls Dragons, and it's For All the Marbles coming up next here on 103.9 KNCA Hiawatha, streaming on the MSC Radio app, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Nancy with Daily Ag of Oskaloosa. We are proud to carry Mid-Continental Livestock Supplement mineral and protein tests. From stressed calves to cows on poor quality forage, MLS tubs controls consistent conception, fills the gap in your cow's nutritional needs, and with added Salmonex, controls respiratory disease and scours in calves, all at a low cost per head per day to you. For the highest quality supplements for your operation, let us help you, because we know that ag is a daily job at Daily Ag.
Valley Falls Chiropractic, 906 Walnut in Valley Falls, specializes in health and achieving wellness in spines of all ages and sizes. 785-945-3261. Valley Falls Chiropractic, look for the bright blue door just east of the grocery store in Valley Falls.
Mark your calendars for the 9th annual Dirt Road Junk Fest, Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th. Over 100 booth vendors featuring antiques, junk, primitive, crafts, food, and so much more. Go to www.dirtroadjunkfest.com for vendor and guest information.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
If you got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, LNL Construction. Quality is our priority.
Who is Farm Bureau Financial Services? At our core, we're relationship builders. We're home and auto bundlers, life insurers, farm and ranch protectors, and retirement planners. We're neighbors, community members, and friends. We're the people you can count on now and for years to come. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Brick Street Bourbon Bites and Flights in Valley Falls is the place to be for great food, great drinks, and a welcoming atmosphere. Located at 412 Broadway Street, they're open Thursday through Sunday with delicious specials, seafood or brisket on Fridays, baby back ribs on Saturdays, and a fantastic Sunday menu to end the week right. With 2 event spaces and catering available, it's the perfect spot for gatherings big or small. Reservations are accepted at 785-573-7606. Brick Street Bourbon Bites and Flights in Valley Falls.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Great Bend with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. Justin Fluke with you. The starting lineup's about to be introduced, and we'll give them to you as well here at this complex. By the way, it is entire turf around the infield and foul territory behind home plate up and down the first and third base line. grass outfield with the only dirt anywhere inside the fences, just a few feet on the warning track. It is 400 feet to straightaway center, 375 down the gaps, and 325 down the left and right field foul lines. Again, the wind pushing a little bit out towards right field. As the sun blows out towards right field, the wind is gently blowing out that way as well. Pinchot Valley Falls is the number one seed. We'll get the home team on the scoreboard and the final at bat, hopefully, here today. 24-4 record for Luke Burns, fourth year as head coach at his alma mater, assisted by Ty Jobbins and Wyatt Hofstra. St. Mary's Pitt Colgan, coached by Mike Watt. What a career it's been for him. 18-9, the Panthers' record from the season. Colgan will be the visitors. They are in their blue-topped uniforms with white numerals, letters, white pants. They have the blue hats to match their blue jerseys. To Colgan with assistant coaches Jacob De La Torre, Trent Schreibner, and Colin Height. Let's give you the offensive batting lineup for St. Mary's Pitt Colgan here in the championship game. Leading off will be sophomore center fielder Lane Stoltz. Hitting second is the starting pitcher, senior Gabe Brown. Hitting third for Colgan is first baseman, a junior Brock Riddell. Adding cleanup is their catcher, Karsten Simmons. Designated hitter is Noah Duncan. He's a senior, and he'll bat fifth. Shortstop Brady Battert, a junior, hits sixth. Hitting seventh is junior third baseman Brady Crossland for Colgan. Right fielder's Brady Van Beekler, a senior, batting eighth. And hitting ninth is sophomore second baseman Brady Betuga. I'll get that name right here today. So if you noticed going through the lineup there, the number 6, 7, 8, and 9 hitters in the Colgan lineup all have the same first. Brady Battert, bats 6th. Brady Crossland, bats 7th. Brady Van Beekler, bats 8th. And Brady Betuga, bats 9th. So we'll go by the last name. 4 consecutive guys in the lineup. And oh, by the way, as if 4 Bradys wasn't enough, they have a Blake and a Brock. The starting lineup as well. For these championship games, they announce not only the starters, but they do all the players, all the coaches, the school superintendents, administrators, principals, all that good jazz. So this will take a little bit of extra time here before we get started. Of course, the game's scheduled to begin at 5:45, but it's the fourth game of the day, and Valley Falls played the very first game of the day, and that took a little bit longer than expected, where the Dragons were able to finally put away Whitewater Remington by that 16-6 score. Let's give you the Valley Falls starting lineup, as Dragons will have the same lineup as they've had each of the last couple of days. Leading off is shortstop Hayden Carney for Valley Falls. Senior. Batting second is the sophomore second baseman, Damian Cervantes. Hitting third for the Dragons is senior catcher, Trenton Van Houten. Hitting cleanup is the junior center fielder, Colin Carney. Batting fifth and playing right field is junior Carter Pickerel. Hitting sixth for the Dragons is third baseman, Grayson Miller, is a sophomore. A.J. Reeves will bat seventh, the designated hitter and junior. Batting eighth is junior left fielder Grant Meyer. And rounding out the Dragon lineup is sophomore pitcher Matt Stapp. Matt Stapp, the sophomore, will get the start for the Dragons after Van Houten and Colin Carney were very good pitching for Valley Falls earlier here in state tournament. So both teams using the designated hitter. Brady Nellis will play first base but not hit for Valley Falls. And for Pitt Colgan, Blake Wilkes will play left field, but not batting for the Colgan Panthers. So as they finish the starting lineups, we're going to give you a couple other quick updates from earlier today, and then likely get in one more quick break. At the end of the fourth inning in the 3A State Softball Championship, it's Frontenac leading 1-0 against Silver Lake. Again, that game on 96.9 KOZA, the Poles. And then also Oskaloosa leading 2-0 in the 2-1A softball championship game. Oskaloosa leading 2-0 after two innings. So those are the other two local games going on besides Valley Falls. It's about to start baseball here in Great Bend. Earlier today, Sabetha claimed third place as the Blue Jays beat Humboldt 2-1 in an eight-inning game. So Sabetha takes third. Riverside finished in fourth. They lost by a 9-0 score earlier today in Topeka. And follow along with all those scores, all the action, all posted on our always free website at mscsports.net. So let's step away for one more time out as they finish all the introductions here in Great Bend. When we come back, it'll be first pitch, and it's the championship game. 2-1A state baseball title, Valley Falls and Colgan, coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you only pay one deductible. And we should probably stop using stones for that sort of thing anyway. Talk to a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent about our one deductible advantage at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
This summer, it's great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for just one more.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your healthcare needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Are you running a business? Then you need more than just internet. You need Giant Communications. From lightning fast fiber to secure cloud solutions and 24/7 support, Giant keeps your business connected, protected, and productive. Whether you're starting up or scaling up, Giant custom business packages grow with you. For a free consultation, call today or visit giantcomm.net. Giant Communications, big on service, built for business.
Heinen PHE Services in Valley Falls has been serving their neighbors for over 35 years. They're your one-stop shop for all your plumbing, electrical, air conditioning, and heat pump projects. They specialize in carrier equipment parts and service. That's Heinen PHE Service in Valley Falls.
Hey everyone, it's Donna from Seneca Variety. Did you know that May has five Saturdays? That means we're having a fifth weekend fabric sale May 30th and 31st. All fabric, pre-cuts, and patterns are 20% off. 25% off if you finish the bolt. Make plans to join us for the fifth weekend fabric sale, May 30th and 31st. Seneca Variety, your everything and more store. 425 Main Street, Seneca.
Straight Creek Water and Sewer is your go-to for hydrants, outside water service, and expert backhoe work. And now they've teamed up with Shorty's Pump Service. Yeah, that's right. Shorty's still working. Just needs some more support. For fast, reliable service, call Larry at 851-0169 or Shorty at 785-305-1335. That's Straight Creek Water and Sewer. Same faces, stronger service, and always here when you need us.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Paul Heinen and Associates can meet all of your personal or business accounting and tax needs. Find them in Valley Falls, Kansas at 317 Broadway or call them at 785-945-3245. Paul Heinen and Associates, take it to the next level. K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Valley Falls Pharmacy has a friendly, knowledgeable staff ready to help you with your prescription needs, providing free prescription deliveries Monday through Friday to the surrounding areas. Call them today at 785-945-3711.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Great Bend. The national anthem for the second time today. Valley Falls playing the first game of the day and now the last game of the day, but it's exactly where the Dragons wanted to be. And here they are getting their shot at the Colgan Panthers, a perennial baseball state power. Valley Falls in their home white unis for the third straight game. They'll have the black numerals and letters trimmed in gold. Black socks with the gold stripes for the Dragons and their white hats as they get ready to take the field, and Pitt Colgan will bat first. So Colgan hasn't been great offensively at the state tournament. You know, they beat TMP 2-0 and they scored both runs in the seventh inning of that game. Earlier today, they beat Douglas 3-1, and that was a 1-1 game going into the sixth inning, and they played it two runs in the sixth to win that game by a 3-1 score. So they've only scored five total runs. Not a lot of gaudy offensive stats, at least here at state this week, for the Colgan Panthers, who will be facing right-handed sophomore pitcher Matt Stapp for the Dragons. Valley Falls, not a ton of offense in their first game, just seven hits in the opening round 1-0 win over Medicine Lodge, but they pounded out 16 hits against Whitewater Remington. So a lot of guys have had productivity. Everybody has at least one hit in the Valley Falls lineup through the first couple of games. Dragons offensively here at state, led by Trenton Van Houten, who's 5-for-7. Damian Cervantes is 4-for-7. And then you have Hayden Carney with three hits, Colin Carney with three hits, and Grant Meyer has three hits as well. But it kind of comes down to pitching. That's where Valley Falls is really relying on Matt Stapp. If he gets into any trouble, the pitch count elevates. Valley Falls would likely turn to Hayden Carney, their senior, to try to help get through this championship game. I think early momentum, if the Dragons could run or two across fairly on in this game, I mean, Colgan probably the team that feels the pressure. I don't think Valley Falls feels pressure coming into this game. They've never won a state title before. They've only been here three times. Colgan's now been here 35 times in the state championship game. They've won 21 titles, so I think they're probably the favorite. They got the pressure, and if Valley Falls can get on them a little bit early. Here we go. Lane Stoltz is in the box. First pitch is lined past second. Now Gipton by the shortstop, and a low throw dug out and not in time. So not a real clean play there, and a ball that didn't look for a minute like Hayden Carney was even going to be able to get. But as it took kind of a higher hop, he got behind the bag at second to field it, and then the throw was low and not quite in time. I think they'll call that an infield hit for Lane Stoltz. So the very first pitch, and Colgan has their leadoff runner aboard. Second pitch is hit as well to second. Stepping on the bag, Damian Cervantes throw to first, and a nice stretch by Brady Nellis. It's a double play. So two pitches and two outs on two balls put in play. That is 4-3 on the double play. Cervantes fielded it close to the bag, able to step on second and then make the throw for the double play. Now Brock Riddell, he pops up the first pitch, foul territory off the third base side. Braxton Miller is giving it chase and not going to be able to come up with it. But it's a foul ball. Almost had a three-pitch inning. If he would have been able to track that down, it would have been a great momentum boost for the Dragons, who still have a chance to get a quick out here and carry momentum into their first at-bat. So the fourth pitch by Matt Stapp with two outs, bases empty, top of the first is a little bit high as Colgan takes a pitch for the first time. And it's 1-1 to Riddell with Carsten Simmons waiting on deck. Ouch, that pitch hit the elbow of Riddell. He was a left-handed batter, pitch coming inside and caught him on the arm. So an infield single, a double play, and then a hit by pitch, not your typical start to the championship game. But no damage done with that runner on first. Still two outs here in the top of the first inning. Carsten Simmons pitched a great game for Colgan earlier at state. He's the starting catcher here today. Stapp will go back to the stretch. Big lead at first for the runner. He's not going. A hard hit ball right to the second baseman. Cervantes catches it on a line drive, and that ends the inning. So one hit and a couple of runners, but nobody scores for Colgan in the top of the first. Valley Falls coming up at the 2-1A state baseball title game here in Great Bend on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jepson & Associates Insurance is an independent insurance agency located in Valley Falls, Kansas. Jepson & Associates Insurance has been serving customers in the Jefferson County area for more than 25 years. They can help protect what's important to you, from your home and auto to your farm or business. Call Jepson & Associates Insurance for a quote at 785-945-6211 or visit them on the web at www.jepsonins.com.
Rated as one of the top 10 colleges in the Midwest by U.S. News & World Report, Benedictine College continues to thrive. You can schedule a campus visit or check out our online virtual tours at benedictine.edu. Explore our many majors or take the My Majors quiz and see what's right for you. And use the online scholarship calculator to see how affordable a Benedictine education can be. Check out the traditions, the faith life, the athletics, and the academic reputation of one of the best Catholic colleges in America. Benedictine College, where great begins.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Justin Flupak with you as we head to the bottom of the first inning. The Valley Falls Dragons get their first at bat. Hayden Carney, Damian Cervantes, and Trenton Van Houten will face Gabe Brown, who finished off the semifinal game. He came in and pitched the final inning of that victory earlier this afternoon against Douglas. So both pitchers already had some pitches on their resume for today coming into this championship game. And the pitch to Hayden Carney is a little bit high for ball one. Hayden 3-for-7 in the state tournament. He scored three times. All those against Whitewater Remington earlier today, and a hard hit ball over the mound at second base, clubbed by the shortstop. Batter not going to throw as he'll eat it, and that's an infield hit. So another base knock for Hayden Carney, who is the all-time hit leader for high school baseball in the state of Kansas. And he adds another hit there. Both teams getting an infield single to begin the game. We'll see if the Dragons can make something from it as Carney leads off first and Cervantes comes to the plate. He's 4-for-7. State tried to bunt, but the pitch was high. He offered and missed. And it's one strike to Damian Cervantes. Gabe Brown had thrown just over 20 pitches in the semifinal today, so right now his pitch count's at 27. Facing the second batter in this title game, bunt by Cervantes, up the first baseline, fielded by the pitcher, and they get the out, but Damian has another sacrifice. He had two sack bunts against Remington, so he's now put down three sacrifice bunts here today, and advances Carney into scoring position with just one out. That scoring play goes 1-3, and now Trenton Van Houten, 5-for-7, the Dragons' hottest hitter, hitting .432 on the season. Gabe Brown will work from the stretch, checks the runner at second, not held on. The pitch is popped up, it's going to be foul off the first base dugout, where Pitt Colgan has a slew of backup players in blue jerseys. 0-1 to Van Houten, another senior, Oskaloosa transfer, had a great year with the Dragons. Down comes set with one out, one on second, and he pitches high, that's ball one. Houghton's fourth no-hitter of the year in the opening round of this 2-1A state tournament against Medicine Lodge set a state record. It actually broke his brother's record. Trenton Van Houten, four no-hitters in a season. Big swing and a miss. He was a little bit behind at that time, and now behind in the count. One ball, two strikes. Dragons have a runner at second base with just one out. No score here in the bottom of the first inning. Late start tonight. It's been a long day with four baseball games here in Great Bend. The next pitch by Brown. Called strike three. Kind of leaning out over the plate. Van Houten thought maybe it was outside, but didn't get the call, and he's caught looking for out number two. First strikeout for Gabe Brown. Now he'll face cleanup hitter Colin Carney, who is leading the team coming into state with a .487 batting average. 3-for-6 in the first two games here in Great Bend, and looking for a two-out hit to drive in a run. Hayden Carney is at second base. Leads off as he watches his cousin take the first pitch. It's up high for ball one. Carter Pickerel would be next. Be good heat and velocity for Gabe Brown. He's a right-handed pitcher. Stands a little over 6 feet tall, pretty slender. Gets the sign from Simmons. Now the 1-0 pitch. Popped and fouled. This one over the Valley Falls third base dugout. The count is 1-1. Carney drove in 4 runs against Whitewater Remington in the semifinal earlier today. Would love to drive in a run here. We talked about a good early start. Put some pressure on Colgan. The Dragons would love to do. 1-1 pitch from Brown. Off speed and kind of froze and buckled Carney. A breaking ball right across the plate for a called strike number 2. No score, bottom of the first. Dragons have a runner at second, Hayden Carney, who reached on an infield hit and then was sacrificed to bunt into second. But now 1-2 to Colin Carney. Dave Brown tries to get out of the inning, and a pop-up on the infield, left side. Shortstop batter makes the call, and he backs up and then makes the catch. And that's out number 3. So both teams threaten with a leadoff hit, but neither team scores in the first inning. Head to the second in the 2-1A state baseball title match in Great Bend. No score on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Exciting news, Hoyt. Fiber internet from Giant Communications is on the way. Unlike the competition, we offer no data caps, just unlimited high-speed fiber internet. Enjoy symmetrical speeds for seamless uploading and downloading, powered by your trusted local provider. Stream, game, and work without limits on the fastest, most reliable connection available. Fiber to the home is on the way. Visit giantcomm.net/Hoyt or call 785-362-9331 to learn more. Giant Communications. Better, faster, local.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer Seth Tollison, Justin Flutback with you. On to the second inning we go. Colgan and Valley Falls both with a hit, and the runner stranded in their first at-bat. So it'll be the number 5, 6, and 7 hitters for Colgan, Duncan, Battert, and Frostland, facing Matt Stapp, who was very, very efficient. 6 pitches thrown in the first inning for Stapp here in the championship. Noah Duncan, the designated hitter. First batter up, right-hander, swings at a pitch across the plate. Strike 1. Second inning of Valley Falls State Baseball being powered by Giant Communications, Bundle Internet, and Giant Mobile to save $15 a month. Going to miss strike 2. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Free and worldwide on the MSC Sports website. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and it goes behind. Actually clipped the back of Noah Duncan. So that's the second time that a Colgan batter has been hit by a pitch. This one stings a little bit more, though, for the Dragons, because that Stapp was ahead of the count, nothing and 2. Stapp hitting Duncan as Colgan gets their leadoff runner on base for the second straight inning. No score. It'll be shortstop Brady Battert now to the plate for the Panthers. Ellis holds the runner on at first. Pretty good lead over there. Stapp set at the belt. Brings in the pitch. It's a bunt back to him. He'll field and look and throw to first, and the out recorded there. So a sacrifice bunt by Battert, moving Colgan to a scoring opportunity here as Duncan stands at second with 1 out. And the number 7 batter in the Panther lineup is Brady Crossland, the third baseman. 1 on 2, 1 out, same situation that the Dragons had the previous half inning. First base is Ellis. Back at third is Miller. Still the infield trying to keep the runner at second close. This pitch low and outside for ball number 1. Austin Kearney and Damian Cervantes in the middle of that infield. Dragons have Meyer in left, Colin Kearney in center, and Pickerel in right. Trenton Van Houten, catcher today again. This pitch a little bit high, so it's 2-0 to Brady Crossland. We're close to the strike zone, but seeing the calls here, both teams try to figure out that strike zone as the home plate umpire. Pitch, has ball, out into short. Arnie stays back on it, throws the first, and gets the out. So two away. Noah Duncan does advance to third. He was moving there on that hopper through contact. And it'll be up to Brady Van Beesler now to extend the inning for Colgan. Leadoff hit batters, sacrifice, and now a ground ball. Colgan has the first runner reach third base here in this game. Tying in to Van Beesler, nothing and one. Beesler also pitched previous state tournament game for Colgan. Low, and it's 1-1. He's a senior. In fact, 5 seats on this Colgan roster. Third at state a year ago. They got beat by Mission Valley in the semifinals. Pitch by Stapp, hit hard and right at center fielder Colin Kearney as he's got it. Barely had to lean back a bit to haul it in, and no damage done after the leadoff hit batter as Colgan strands a runner at third. Still no score. Valley Falls will have Pickerel, Miller, and Reeves coming up after a 1-minute timeout. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Valley Falls Chiropractic, 906 Walnut in Valley Falls, specializes in health and achieving wellness in spines of all ages and sizes. 785-945-3261. Valley Falls Chiropractic, look for the bright blue door just east of the grocery store in Valley Falls.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Mark your calendars for the 9th annual Dirt Road Junk Fest, Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th. Over 100 booth vendors featuring antiques, junk, primitive, crafts, food, and so much more. Go to www.dirtroadjunkfest.com. For vendor and guest information.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Justin Pluck back with you here in Great Bend. Carter Pickerel leads off for the Dragons. First pitch fouled straight back. Nothing and one to the Dragon number 5 hitter. Carter Pickerel has 2 hits here in the state tournament. He scored a couple runs. We'd love to get on board here in the bottom of the second and start something for Valley Falls. This game is scoreless. Gabe Brown with the next pitch, and it's a little low. 1-1 to Carter Pickerel. Your right fielder. Pitch by Brown, off speed, and dropped low out of the zone as it crossed the plate. Now 2 balls and 1 strike. Pass ball, foul tipped, evens things up at 2-2. The leadoff runner has been aboard for both teams so far in each inning we've had. Valley Falls setting a new record for wins in a season. Actually had the record at 22 wins. That was better than their previous record of 21 wins in a season. They've added to it here in Great Bend the last 2 days, winning 2 more, so now 24 victories. One of the changes for high school baseball rules is the ability and option to play more games than a season started this year. A little bit high. Pickerel able to lay off, and he's worked it full now, 3-2. Down will wind, kick, and fire, and a fastball fouled away. Good at bat continues for Pickerel as he stays alive and will get pitch number 7. Hogan playing straight up in a gentle breeze blowing out to right field. Sun still over the entire diamond. Here's another payoff, and it's fouled away again. That was an off-speed pitch and down, and Pickerel went and got a piece of it. Again, stayed alive. Pickerel is battling here. Brown will fire again. Fastball caught him looking. Not what Pickrell was expecting on that 3-2 pitch. It was a good one. Second strikeout recorded by Brown, and both of them have been looking for Valley Falls. Something that the Dragons did very well earlier today was put the ball in play. In fact, in their semifinal against Whitewater Remington, they only had one strikeout. They went through their order five times, so they had 45 at-bats and only one strikeout in 45 at-bats for the Dragons earlier today. Here's a swing and a miss by Grayson Miller, sophomore and third baseman. One hit so far at State. Dragons have struck out twice looking here against Gabe Brown so far in the championship, and there's a strike taken by Grayson Miller. That's quickly out number two. So three pitches. Down looking goes Miller as the Dragons strike out yet again. So with two outs, it'll be A.J. Reeves to the plate, the designated hitter. State with an average of 372. Fouls the first pitch, back and out of play. Since the infield single to the leadoff hitter Hayden Carney, Gabe Brown has now retired five straight. Three of those by strikeout as he looks for a 1-2-3 inning. The 0-1, that's low. Grant Meyer would be next. The windup is lifted into right field, but coming in, charging, making the catch is Brady Van Beesler as he was able to come in and haul in the fly ball for out number three. Dragons down in order in the second. Still no score as we head to the third inning here in Great Bend. More action after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen PHE Services in Valley Falls has been serving their neighbors for over 35 years. They're your one-stop shop for all your plumbing, electrical, air conditioning, and heat pump projects. They specialize in carrier equipment parts and service. That's Heinen PHE Service in Valley Falls.
A Giant Communications connection is more than just technology. It's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
Valley Falls Pharmacy has a friendly, knowledgeable staff ready to help you with your prescription needs, providing free prescription deliveries Monday through Friday to the surrounding areas. Call them today at 785-945-3711.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
No scores. We head to the third inning. Colgan will have their number nine hitter leading off, and then back to the top against Matt Stapp. Deals, and this bounces low across the plate to Brady Beduga, sophomore second baseman. Now a fly ball to short right field. Pickrell comes in a couple steps, has the sunglasses on to shield the sun, and makes the catch for out number one. Couple pitches in and out there. For the Dragons in the top of the third, first time the leadoff man's been retired for Valley Falls defensively. And here's the top of the order, Lane Stoltz gets his second crack against Matt Stapp. Takes at the knees, that's a called strike. Stapp's working pretty quickly, he's been efficient. He has hit two batters, but he hasn't been close to walking anybody at all. He's throwing strikes. There's another, it's at the knees, called strike two. Lane Stoltz, who had an infield single his first time up. Stoltz hitting 383 coming into State in that leadoff spot. Checked his swing. Oh, it looked like the umpire kind of raised his arm, but then maybe had a second thought. He said it was low for ball one. One out, bases empty, no score. We're in the top of the third. Stapp fires again, and there's a foul tip. Stoltz able to stay alive. Brown on deck, then Brock Riddell for Colgan here in the third. Couple two-run wins for Colgan so far here in Great Bend yesterday and today. Pitch swung on a miss, but Stapp has his first strikeout of the day. Two outs in the inning. So Stapp trying to match his counterpart Gabe Brown and work a 1-2-3 inning. He'll face Gabe Brown. A couple right-handers in the pitcher-pitcher matchup here with two down and the bases empty. And Stapp deals it a little bit outside. It's ball one. Brown grounded into a 4-3 double play his first time up. That pitches real quickly after getting the ball, and here's the moaning and groaning from the Valley Falls fans as they're not exactly sure where that pitch missed. Brinson Van Hout, the catcher, shaking his head no, saying, hey, don't worry. Bring it again. 2-0 pitch now from Stapp, and it's hit hard and into center field for a base hit. Single up the middle by Gabe Brown on a 2-0 pitch. Put that fastball back out there for the second hit that Colgan has mustered up today. Now Brock Riddell, the first baseman, junior, hitting .397. Was hit by a pitch his first time up. Got a runner. Go over to first. Started to say the third base, but I guess Colgan did get a runner to third with two outs in the second inning. And they're stranded. Their team's really had a great chance to score. Runner stealing. The pitch a little low. Van Hout throw to second was high, and the tag isn't in time. Had that throw been a little bit lower, I think Caden Carney might have been able to slap the tag on Brown in time, but it was high. Kind of had to leap up to get it. By the time he brought the ball back down to the bag, Brown was sliding in safely with a stolen base. 1-0 to Riddell, left-handed hitter. Stapp from the stretch pitches. That's a little high. It's ball two. Hurston Simmons on deck. Heart of the order here for Colgan. But two outs in this top of the third. Up pitches. Grounder up the first baseline, and it's fair. Inside the bag. Nellis couldn't get it. Right fielder Pickerel gets it in, but not in time. And scoring from second is Gabe Brown. It's a 1-0 Colgan lead. An RBI single for Brock Riddell as he grounds one right between Nellis and the first base bag. Colgan celebrates a run in the dugout as their catcher, Carson Simmons, takes his chin guards off and gets ready to bat with two outs and a runner now at first. 1-0 lead here for Colgan. And Matt Stapp throwing strikes. It's going to have to be good for the Dragons here today. Knapp still from the stretch with that runner at first. Deals a strike. First pitch to Simmons. Second pitch with the runner taking off is low and away. The throw by Van Houten a little bit lower this time and not in time. Dragon fans thought maybe they picked off Riddell trying to steal at second. That was a much closer play, and the tag swiped quickly by Carney, but umpire right on it said that Riddell slid in safe. Couple stolen bases. The first one helped produce the game's only run. Now the 1-1 to Simmons is outside again. It's two balls and a strike to the cleanup hitting catcher. 1-0 lead for Colgan. Back-to-back singles here with two outs in the top of the third inning. One base helped produce the first run. A foul ball evens the count up at 2-2. Noah Duncan would be next. The Dragons hope to face him in the fourth. Pitcher is working real quickly. Stapp looks pretty comfortable out there. 2-2 to Simmons. Got his first strikeout here earlier this inning. Back to second. Cervantes keeps the runner close. Now the pitch grounded up the middle, over the bag, and into center field. Colin Carney's on it. He's going to throw home. Here's the play at the plate, and it's not in time. So a third straight hit with two outs. The bases were empty with two down, and now three straight singles, and a stolen base has helped produce both of these runs. As after both singles, a stolen base moved the runner into scoring position with two outs, and both base hits on the ground, finding their way to the outfield grass. Now here's Duncan, and he takes outside. That's ball one, and he is the sixth batter of the inning. Colgan has scored two runs on three base hits, all coming with two outs. Stapp still set, throws the first. Oh, they had him, but the throw went on the right side of the bag towards foul territory. They had him. They had Simmons leaning towards second. Great pickoff attempt by Stapp. Had the throw been better, they would have got it. See if that keeps Simmons a little bit closer at first. He's not going. This pitch low and away. Two balls, no strikes on Noah Duncan, who was hit by a pitch his first time up. Duncan, best batting average on the team. Designated hitter, came into state hitting .424. That from the stretch, the pitch. Lined well, that's going to fall in left center field. This time, though, a run will not score, as no stolen base, and Simmons has to stop at second. But four consecutive hits, now at two outs, and the inning will continue for Colgan, and their shortstop, Brady, battered. Four solid singles. That time there wasn't a stolen base, so don't produce a run. Two on and two out. Two runs in. Batter to sack bunt, his first time up against Matt Stapp, and takes strike one. Across the outside part of the plate. I'm trying to get out of this inning now with the Dragons down by only two. We'll have their 8-9 hitters due up at the bottom of the third. There's a swing and a miss. Number six hitter, Brady Batter, down in the count 0-2. Force it any base for Valley Falls if they get a ground ball here. They're trying to keep the runner at second close, so a hole on the right side of the infield. Pitch is low, ball one. A little bit surprised that Cervantes is over kind of holding that runner at second because it's leaving a big hole. I think you'd kind of ignore that runner, try to cover the ground and prevent one squeaking through the infield. Two outs, two on. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That's fouled. It's poked off of the first base dugout. Batter able to stay alive as he was reaching for that one to protect. The count remains 1-2. Time was called momentarily there in the field. Oskaloosa Bears softball leading 4-1 now in the fifth inning down in Pratt. Representing the Northeast Kansas, I think they've had a good spring postseason. 1-2 again, swung on and missed. Two strikeouts for Stapp, but two runs score on four hits. As the Panthers do damage with two outs and take a 2-0 lead into the bottom of the third. We'll return in 1 minute as you listen to State High School Baseball on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KMGA.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
This is Nancy with Daily Ag of Oskaloosa. We are proud to carry Mid-Continental Livestock Supplement mineral and protein tubs. From stressed calves to cows on poor quality forage, MLS tubs controlled consistent consumption fills the gap in your cow's nutritional needs. And with added Salmonex, controls respiratory disease and scours in calves, all at a low cost per head per day to you. For the highest quality supplements for your operation, let us help you because we know that ag is a daily job at Daily Ag.
Paul Heinen and Associates can meet all of your personal or business accounting and tax needs. Find them in Valley Falls, Kansas at 317 Broadway or call them at 785-945-3245. Paul Heinen and Associates, take it to the next level.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't forget more state track and field updates from Cessna Stadium in Wichita. Still coming up here later tonight. We'll be recapping some of the day one highlights and action from Wichita with state track updates. Thanks to all of our great state track and field sponsors here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Valley Falls batting, now trailing 2-0 here in the bottom of the third. Grant Meyer leads off. First pitch in there for called strike one. Grant Meyer and Matt Stapp, and then back to the leadoff hitter, Hayden Carney. Dragons trail by a pair now. That pitch a little high, 1-1. Dave Brown has retired five straight. He worked a 1-2-3 second inning. Pitch count just over 50 now on the day. That pitch in for a called strike two. Grant Meyer, 3-for-6 in the number 8 spot. He has 3 RBIs. Had 3 hits in that semifinal win against Ring. Swing and a miss to chase that one. And strikeout number 4 recorded by Gabe Brown for Colgan. That strikeout was swing. First 3 strikeouts for Valley Falls. They all went down looking. Strikeout of 4. Now Matt Stapp. Dragon pitcher who's played center field the first couple of games. Great bend. And takes one at the knee. That's called strike 1. Matt, 1 hit. He's 1-for-7. Came into state with a batting average of 356. Good for the number 9 spot. This pitch is low. Zap also with 25 stolen bases. He's got a speedy guy that can get on in the bottom of the lineup. Trying to set the table for the top. Here's the 1-1. That's it well into center field. Long run for Stoltz on the charge, and he makes the running catch heading towards right field. Pretty good contact by Matt Stapp. Retired for the second out here in the bottom of the third inning. That is 7 straight retired. Back since the leadoff field hit by Hayden Carney, the Dragons have not had a base runner. Hayden Carney to the plate. 2 outs, bases empty. Dragons down a pair. Pitch is low by Gabe Brown. Field single over the bag. Second. Back in the first inning for Hayden Carney. Fouls this one away. How about some school records that Hayden Carney holds? First in career runs scored. First in career double. First in games played. First in career hit. First in on-base percentage. First in walks. First in hit by pitches. He holds the school record in every single one of those categories. Up this one fouling out of play. Count now 1-2 to Hayden Carney. He's the state record holder. All classes, all time, for most hits in a high school baseball career. Unbelievable. Started since he was a freshman. 2 pitch. Outside. Ball 2. Hayden hit .433 as a freshman. He batted .443 as a sophomore. And then last year as a junior, .548 was his average. Scored 43 runs. Oh, by the way, that was a record as well. Here's a ground ball. Throw roller to short. Batter going to have to hurry. He's on it. He throws. And in time for out number 3 as Hayden Carney bounces out 6-3. That's the third out. That's the third inning. We head to the fourth. It's Colgan 2 and Valley Falls 0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, LNL Construction. Quality is our priority.
Are you running a business? Then you need more than just internet. You need Giant Communications. From lightning-fast fiber to secure cloud solutions and 24/7 support, Giant keeps your business connected, protected, and productive. Whether you're starting up or scaling up, Giant custom business packages grow with you. For a free consultation, call today or visit giantcomm.net. Giant Communications, big on service, built for business.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Couple quick scoring updates. I told you Oskaloosa Lady Softball leads 4-1 in the fifth inning. Softball 2-1A championship at Pratt. Silver Lake and Frontenac tied at 1. Here's a ground ball foul as we start the fourth inning here at 2-1A State Baseball in Great Bend. 7, 8, 9 hitters coming due for Pitt Colgan. Brady. 0-1 pitch by Matt Stapp here. That's off speed and chop foul again. Nothing in 2 to Brady Crosswood. So Silver Lake and Frontenac now going to the 9th, I'm told, in the state championship 3A game. That's in Topeka, and it's a tie 1-1 game. Several extra inning games the last couple days in state diamond action. Up ahead of the count, nothing in 2 here to Crossland, who grounded it short his first time up. Pitch to the right-hander is inside and hit it. So no walks given up by Matt Stapp, but he's now hit 3 batters. So far, first 2 hit by pitches did not come around to score. He hit a batter in the first, hit a batter in the second. They were both left stranded. Hits the leadoff batter here in the top of the fourth inning. This fourth inning, by the way, is being powered by Giant Communications. That goes back to the stretch with Crossland at second. Brady Van Beesler is the batter. Runner goes. Here's the bunt. Fielded by Stapp. Looks to second. Throws to first. They get the out. The sacrifice is done by Van Beesler. With 1 away, now Crossland is in scoring position. Giant Communications, offering a bundle of internet and Giant mobile phone service to save $15 a month. You can learn more at giantcomm.net. The runner at second with one out for the number nine hitter, Brady Batuga. Big lead at second by Crossland. Pitch in there for a called strike to Batuga, who struck out his first time up. I'm sure you're curious about the spelling of Brady Batuga's last name. We'll get you that in a moment. Sophomore swings and misses. He chased that one and is down to the count 0-2. Batuga, B-E-A. Yeah. Batega kind of looks on paper. Tap with the 0-2 pitch. 60th pitch thrown today by Stapp. Remember, he had a few to get a couple outs in the semifinal win over Remington. Not a pitch count by game, it's by day. Now the 1-2 by Stapp after looking back to second is just a little bit high. It is missed by much. 2-2 the count. It's a 2-0 lead for Pitt Colgan as they bat here in the top of the fourth inning. Trying to win their 22nd state baseball title in school history. Pitch is a little low, so for Bowen 2, the count worked full. 3-2 now on Batuga. Steph doesn't want to lose it. One out, one on second. Payoff pitch. That's low. Did lose it. So the first batter walked by Matt Stapp. He hit batters. Now two on. That'll bring head coach Luke Burns out of the dugout for a little visit. Fourth year as the Valley Falls head coach. Quite a career as a Dragon himself. Luke Burns was high school at Valley Falls 2011 through 2014. Last 4 years under Luke Burns, Valley Falls baseball has a record of 80 wins, 20 losses. I don't like math, but that's pretty easy math. That's 80% winning percentage. Pretty good in 100 games, with this being game number 101 that Luke Burns has coached for Dragon Baseball. They went undefeated in the Northeast League this year. Now, a little side note to that, they outscored all the Northeast Kansas League opponents by a combined tally of 213 runs scored, giving up just 23. If I was going to math that on an average, I would have to cheat and use my calculator. That's 15 runs a game for Valley Falls, giving up less than two. Pretty good. Matt Stapp will stay in the ball game. Runner at first and second now for Colgan, and their leadoff hitter, Lane Stoltz, to the dish. Got an infield single and a strikeout. Two on. Chin there for a strike by Stapp, working the lower part of the zone. Needs a ground ball here. Dragon fans saying, roll one up. There goes the runner stealing third, and I think it's a balk. As it caught the eye of Matt Stapp, he saw the runner take off from second, kind of paused there after he had started his pitching motion. So not only will Crossland go to third, but Batuga's awarded second base on the balk. Now with one out, a couple runners in scoring position here for Colgan, who's trying to open up this game. Nothing and one, the count to Lane Stoltz. Chops this one foul right towards the Valley Falls dugout. So behind nothing and two, if Stapp could find a way to get a strikeout, got Gabe Brown awaiting on deck. Two runs on five hits so far for Colgan. Valley Falls has zero runs on just one hit so far. Hard hit ball, third. It's gloved by Miller. Now he bobbles it, and he's not going to be able to make a throw. He didn't have any force out, so it was going to be a long throw. And now here takes the runner off. Throw at third and tagged out. Colgan trying to be a little bit too aggressive. So a run is scored. It's 3-0 on the ground ball to third. But Grayson Miller was hanging his head, kind of frustrated, and seeing that was Batuga, and he kind of took off and thought he could get to third as nobody was looking, and Miller was kind of hanging his head and not covering the bag. Coach Luke Burns just said that. That's why you can't hang your head. The baseball's still alive. Action still keeps going, and they did get the out just in time. Now pop up on the right side of the infield. First baseman Nellis drifts into foul territory, now steps back, makes the play. So Gabe Brown fouls out the first. And despite a couple base runners, Colgan gets just one run, and the Dragons escape the fourth inning. It's now Colgan 3 and Valley Falls 0. As we head to the bottom of the fourth, 2-3 and 4 hitters, Cervantes, Van Housen, and Carney going to get cracking for the Dragons when we come back.
Rated as one of the top 10 colleges in the Midwest by U.S. News & World Report, Benedictine College continues to thrive. You can schedule a campus visit or check out our online virtual tours at benedictine.edu. Explore our many majors or take the My Majors quiz and see what's right for you. And use the online scholarship calculator to see how affordable a Benedictine education can be. Check out the traditions, the faith life, the athletics, and the academic reputation of one of the best Catholic colleges in America. Benedictine College, where greatness begins.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer Seth Collison, Justin Flute back with you in Great Bend. Valley Falls and Pitt Colgan for the 2-1A baseball championship game. Dragons now down 3-0. They bat in the bottom of the fourth. First hit put in play, and up the middle, it's a base hit. Damian Cervantes taking that pitch, and the Dragon number two hitter has the leadoff single. The second hit of this championship game for the home team Dragons. And that'll bring up Trenton Van Houten as Valley Falls went through their lineup now a second time. Don't worry, I'm okay. I didn't fall. It was just the crowd mic that fell. Everybody's okay. That may be the crowd mic. Pitch to Van Houten, and he couldn't hold back. Tried to check his swing, but went around there on that off-speed pitch. Nothing in one to Trenton Van Houten. Montez has good speed at first base. Dragons haven't attempted a steal. Haven't had many runners on. Gabe Brown, the right-hander, works from the stretch now and steals a strike, and Van Houten can't believe it. Turned out of there and thought, man, alive. Thought for sure that was low. Now he's got to protect. Nothing in two on Van Houten, the Dragon number three hitter. Fontes held on at first. Nobody out. Bottom of the fourth. Pop-up foul. One gets out of play, and Van Houten will live to see another pitch. Turn the lights on here at the Great Bend Sports Complex, although the entire field is still in the sun. That's directly behind us as we sit next to the Valley Falls dugout here on the third base side. Down from the stretch, which has been a while since he's pitched not from the windup, and he misses high, 1-2 to Van Houten. In fact, prior to that leadoff single by Cervantes, Gabe Brown had retired 9 straight Dragon hitters. Here's the 1-2. Have a late swing, grounded to first, off is Randall to field it, flips back to the catcher, underhanded, and out on a bang-bang play. As Van Houten slipped down, I was worried, but it looks like he pops up and he's okay. I was worried maybe twisted an ankle, stepping on the outside of that bag, tried to beat out the throw. That is a 3-1 put out, first baseman to pitcher. Kind of goes as a sacrifice, at least for the Dragons, because they get Damian Cervantes moved up to second base. Just one down, and here's cleanup hitter Colin Carney. Carney popped a short his first time up. Left-handed hitter. Pitched a great semifinal game. Hit a great game as well, and he hits this one foul on a high fastball that goes to the backstop. One to Colin Carney. 0-0 game going into the third inning. Colgan got two in the top of the third and added one in the top of the fourth. They lead. Helm steps off the mound. Montez is off second with two good second basemen. Skates that way to the bag. Hump checks the runner. Checks it again. Now brings in the pitch. And it's high, and that's ball one. 1-1 to Colin Carney. Junior, part of the Dragon basketball squad, as many of these guys are, that also got to compete in a state tournament this year. Fun and Manhattan ended up in fourth place. Sounds really slowed down, and now time called. That runner is concerned of Gabe Brown. Again, he had retired 9 in a row and not have to work with any runners on base, but pace and rhythm, focus right now is a little distracted. Pitch is way high, 2-1. Perhaps an opportunity for the Dragons, and now the catcher, Carsten Simmons, is going to go out and try to settle down Gabe Brown and say, hey, bud, don't worry about that runner at second. We got an out. We got a 3-0 lead. Pickerel's on deck. Dragons could get at least one run across, get a little confidence back, a little more pressure on Colgate. One pitch, grounded towards second. Over to get it is Beduga. He'll make the play at first and in time for out number two. 4-3 on that play. There's now two outs. With Cervantes at third after his leadoff single. He's moved 180 feet. He's still 90 away from home. By the way, Silver Lake lost it in a walk-off. Bottom of the ninth K-State Baseball Championship won by Frontenac. They beat Silver Lake girls 2-1 in 9 innings. That was in Topeka. Here's Carter Pickerel. Swings and misses. First pitch. He was a strikeout victim of Gabe Brown, his first time up. Brown now at 70 pitches on the day. Outfield straight away. Infield normal depth here with two down. Dragons got a runner at third. Bluffing a move is Cervantes. Now the pitch way high. It's 1-1 to Carter Pickerel. Pickerel, two base hits. One in each of the first two Dragon games. Love one here to drive in a run. The championship. Pitch. Grounded towards second. Slow roller. Batuga's going to have to hurry. Scoops. Throws a little high, but it's gloved by Randall over there. And that ends the inning. 4-3 on another putout. So after the infield single, Dragons hit three ground balls and are remaining without a run. 3-0 the score. Colgan leads the Valley Falls Dragons. And we're heading to inning number 5. After this, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jepson & Associates Insurance is an independent insurance agency located in Valley Falls, Kansas. Jepson & Associates Insurance has been serving customers in the Jefferson County area for more than 25 years. They can help protect what's important to you from your home and auto to your farm or business. Call Jepson & Associates Insurance for a quote at 785-945-6211 or visit them on the web at www.jepsonins.com.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology, it's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
On to the fifth inning we go here in Great Bend. Number three hitter Brock Riddell leads off, and the first pitch rolled across the plate. Matt Stapp's still back out there. Facing Riddell, who's been hit by a pitch and has an RBI single. Riddell's been on a couple times. He's driven in a run and scored a run in that number three spot for Colgan. Again, takes a little low. It's 2-0 with Carsten Simmons on deck and Noah Duncan to follow here for Colgan in the fifth. Colgan, 3 runs on 5 hits. Copper that's going to hit foul. First baseline, now 2-1. Now he falls now with just 2 hits. Duff single in the first and a single leading off the fourth. Haven't been able to play to run yet. Pitches below, 3-1. Colgan's record 8-9. It's a fly ball to left field, long run, diving play, and they say he didn't catch it. Meyer gave it a great try, and he's a little slow getting up. Meyer says he caught it. Meyer's frustrated. He says he caught it. It sure looked like maybe he caught it, but the outfield umpire heading back from third base had a pretty good view, and he said the ball was trapped. So it's going to be a leadoff double for Riddell. Marston Simmons will come up. That was a long, long run. Great effort by Meyer. Not there, diving headfirst for it, but couldn't quite get it secured in the glove. He really saw the ball once he dove. I'm checking the runner at second. Now the first pitch to Simmons. That's fouled back and out of play. Marston Simmons has a single, and he's also lined to second. Hit the ball pretty good a couple times. 3-0, Colgan leading. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Leading off a second with nobody out, and the pitch a little low. It's 1-1 to Simmons. Fifth inning of Valley Falls State Baseball, being powered by Giant Communications. Pitch chopped foul. It's 1-2. Giant Communications offering a bundle of your internet and Giant Mobile to save $15 a month. You can learn more at giantcomm.net. 1-2 now to Simmons. Zapp has struck out two batters. He's only walked one, but he's also hit three batters, so a total of four free passes allowed. Zapp's pitch count is over 75 now, as well as his counterpart, Gabe Brown. Here's the 1-2 to Simmons after checking the runner. It's a fastball, grounded to short. Harney looks back the runner. Hayden throws the first, and there's the out. The runner can't advance. The play by shortstop Hayden Carney to play college baseball at Tabor next year. First out of the inning. Dragons desperately needed here in the top of the fifth. 6-3, and the runner stays at second, and the batter will be Noah Duncan. Designated hitter has a single and has been hit by a pitch. One of the Colgans takes just off the outside part of the plate. We'll get you an Oskaloosa final as soon as we have it. They're still in the last inning, I think, in Pratt. Oskaloosa softball leading 7-1, though. They are in control and in line for a state championship. Fountain won it the last 2 years at 2-1A state softball. It's pitched down and in. Balls no strikes to Noah Duncan. The Northeast League could have the third straight 2-1A state softball title. Brandon Tadman, the good luck charm for him in Pratt. Tried to finish off in Oskaloosa. It's a ground ball towards second. Montez moves over. Now he bobbles it, picks it up, throws, and it's hit in the bag and rolling away from Nellis, and a run will score from third. That's got to be an error. Pretty routine play. Again, the bobble tossed Cervantes. And he might have rushed the throw. It was low and actually hit the bag and then skipped past it into foul territory. So E4, that is the first error of this game. It allows Randall to go from second all the way around to home and score the fourth run for Colgan here in the title game. Brady battered. Runner at first and one down. Zapp's pitch grounded and past Zapp. He can't get there. Shortstop Carney comes in, charges, does not throw as he didn't really have a play. That ball just kind of bounced and placed perfectly over Zapp and in front of Carney. He was charging in but didn't want to force it and probably knew that if he was going to throw to first, the runner might go second to third. So he keeps Duncan at second. That is an infield base hit for Brady Battert. Two on now with just one out for Brady Crossland. By a pitch and scored his last time up. By Zapp, grounder. This one to third. There's a force at third. Miller knows that. Goes and touches the bag. So five unassisted on the fielder's choice. It's smart heads-up baseball there by Miller, knowing the situation, taking the easy out. And now there's two away here in the top of the fifth inning. Duncan erased off the base path. So you got battered at second, and Crossland will run now at first. Brady Van Beesler is the batter. Typical Colgan name. Heard a lot over the years. Van Beesler, and a Ball lifted into center field. That's going to drop. Running hard with two outs. Batter scores easily. And held at third is Crossland. It's a two-out RBI single by Van Beesler. Now 5-0 for Colgan here in the fifth inning. The error has proved costly, led to another Colgan run. They've scored twice here in the fifth. Remember, it was 0-0 going into the third. Colgan got two runs in the third, one run in the fourth, now two more here in the fifth. They lead it 5-0. Pitch a little bit outside, an off-speed delivery to Batuga. He's walked and applied to right field. 0-1, seventh batter of the inning. Takes outside again, that's ball two. Two runs on three base hits and an error so far here in the top of the fifth for the Colgan Panthers. For a 22nd state baseball title, their 35th appearance. Low, and now it's 3-0, and now throw to first. Ooh, very close play. They almost picked off Van Beesler over there. Throw by Van Houten. That's a dangerous throw, too, you know, with runners at the corners here. Pitch number 86, Matt Stapp, today will be his next delivery. The 3-0 offering is low for ball four. Umpire kind of made the strike sign, but apparently he was just pointing towards first, saying, take your base. Kind of fooled some of the Valley Falls fans. Now the bases are loaded. Crossland at third, Van Beesler at second. Duga walked, he's at first. Colgan is one big hit away from really blowing this game open. Leadoff hitter Lane Stoltz comes to the plate. 1-for-3 with an infield single, his first time up. That pitch brought the heat on that one. Fastball, but missed a little upstairs. Still two outs. Colgan now starting their fourth time through the lineup. There's a swing and a miss by Stoltz. In and out here with the force at any base. Matt Stapp back to the windup with the bags full, and he misses high on a fastball. It's 2-1. Three hits this inning make a total of 8 hits in the game for Colgan. Get their 5 runs. One this unearned, and this pitch still blowing away. Ball 3. Block would mean a run. Matt Stapp has to pitch a strike here on his 91st pitch of the day. 3-1 to Stoltz. Got it. A strike at the knees. Now 3-2. Got to bring another. Two out. The runners will be off here on the pitch release. 3-2 count. Stapp again delivers. And a ground ball to third. Foul, though. Just off the line. We'll do it again at 3-2. Colgan just a 2-0 win in the opening round over Hayes TMP. And then earlier today, they barely got by Douglas 3-1. So pair of wins by just two runs get to the title game for Colgan. Here's another foul ball as Stoltz fights off another pitch and stays alive. Three straight deliveries that Matt Stapp has had to throw a strike, and he has done just that. Now he's got to do it again. Runners will again take off. Two with two out. And the pitch, just high. Just high, ball four. That's an RBI, and Dragonhead coach Luke Burns is out of the dugout. This might be a pitching change coming here for the Dragons. RBI with the bases loaded walk for Lane Stoltz makes it a 6-0 for Pitt Colgan. Like you will have question going on here with a couple of the different umpires. Looks like Luke Burns has talked to a couple different umpires. What they're questioning, perhaps. The umpires and Coach Burns, all the Valley Falls infield, all now gathered, and all three umpires are now part of this huddle in front of the mound as well. 6-0 Colgan scored three here in the fifth inning to double their 3-0 lead they had coming into the frame. I think Caden Carney's going to pitch. I think it is a pitching change, so let's step away. I don't know if we need a state track and field update or just a commercial break, but it looks like there's going to be a pitching change and it's guy warming up, so Seth will get back to you. Golden leading 6-0 over Valley Falls here in the title game in Great Bend.
Valley Falls Chiropractic, 906 Walnut in Valley Falls, specializes in health and achieving wellness in spines of all ages and sizes. 785-945-3261. Valley Falls Chiropractic, look for the bright blue door just east of the grocery store in Valley Falls.
This summer, it's great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for just one more.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Mark your calendars for the 9th annual Dirt Road Junk Fest, Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th. Over 100 booth vendors featuring antiques, junk, primitive, crafts, food, and so much more. Go to www.dirtroadjunkfest.com for vendor and guest information.
Paul Heinen and Associates can meet all of your personal or business accounting and tax needs. Find them in Valley Falls, Kansas at 317 Broadway or call them at 785-945-3245. Paul Heinen and Associates. Take it to the next level.
Exciting news, Hoyt. Fiber internet from Giant Communications is on the way. Unlike the competition, we offer no data caps, just unlimited high-speed fiber internet. Enjoy symmetrical speeds for seamless uploading and downloading, powered by your trusted local provider. Stream, game, and work without limits on the fastest, most reliable connection available. Fiber to the home is on the way. Visit giantcomm.net/Hoyt or call 785-362-9331 to learn more. Giant Communications. Better, faster, local.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hayden Carney now the pitcher for Valley Falls as he takes the ball for Matt Stapp and his first pitch missed low to Gabe Brown. So it's 1-0. Two outs here in the top of the fifth inning, but three runs have scored and the bases are still loaded. Next pitch by Carney's fouled off of first. That kind of went off the end of the bat, bounced a little funny, but foul ball off the first base side. It's 1-1 on Gabe Brown, who's 1-for-3. Was fourth at bat already. Colgan here in the top of the fifth inning. Ninth batter of the inning, so they've batted around in the fifth. Hayden Carney with the next pitch. That's low, gets past the catcher. Coming home from third is Brady Van Beesler to score Colgan's seventh run of the game. And charged to Matt Stapp on the wild pitch. Moving to third is good. Now at second is Stoltz. First base is open. Two outs. 2-1 is the count. Carney in the lead. Pitch is again low, blocked by Van Houten. Falls and one strike. Brock Riddell's on deck. Okay, you want to face with runners on. Higgins have learned that already. Here's a foul ball. Now it's full at 3-2. Two hits in this game for Valley Falls. Payoff. Fouled straight back. We'll do it again at 3-2. Hits this inning. Hogan now has 8 hits, 7 runs. Payoff grounded and through the hole between third and shortstop. One run scores and holding at third is Stolt. Now it's an 8-0 lead. Continues with two outs after that RBI single by Gabe Brown. Here's Brock Riddell, who's had an RBI double and an RBI single. He's also been hit by a pitch, so this guy's had a couple base hits, driving in runs already. Now he comes to the plate. Runners at first and at third. Gonna courtesy run for the pitcher, Gabe Brown, at first base. William Schremmer, a sophomore. Not your typical courtesy runner, as he's got to be about 6'5", 6'6". not going, and a hard hit ball right to second. Cervantes has it, flips underhand and the shortstop covering, and that ends the inning. So Riddell is retired 4-6, but the damage has been done. 5 runs in the 5th inning on 4 base hits, 1 error, a couple of free passes in the inning as well. And now as the Dragons come to bat in the bottom of the 5th, they trail Colgan 8-0 here in the championship game in Great Bend.
Heinen PHE Services in Valley Falls has been serving their neighbors for over 35 years. They're your one-stop shop for all your plumbing, electrical, air conditioning, and heat pump projects. They specialize in carrier equipment parts and service. That's Heinen PHE Service in Valley Falls.
Valley Falls Chiropractic, 906 Walnut in Valley Falls, specializes in health and achieving wellness in spines of all ages and sizes. 785-945-3261. Valley Falls Chiropractic, look for the bright blue door just east of the grocery store in Valley Falls.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke back with you. It's the 2-1A State Baseball Championship. Don't forget state track and field going on in Wichita. We'll get you updates after this game is over. But you can go to our website, mscsports.net. We have all the individual state track qualifiers in alphabetical order by school. But those results all posted at mscsports.net. And here's a single into center field leading off the bottom of the 5th inning. First pitch that Brayson Miller sees. Lifted out there off of Gabe Brown, and the Dragons have their leadoff runner aboard for the 3rd time in 5 innings. So they have 3 hits in this game. All 3 have been singles, but all 3 have led off an inning. If the Valley Falls Dragons can put a little something together, get back in this game. Jay Reeves comes to the plate, snap throw to first, and Miller's back safely. You don't anticipate the Dragons being too aggressive on the base pass. They don't just need a run here. They need 8. You don't want to 8 any outs. You know you need a lot of runners, a lot of runs, a big inning. You don't want to blow the opportunity for a big inning just by trying to be aggressive and swipe an extra base. Pitch a little bit high to Reed, so 1-0 the count to him. Miller leading off first. Pretty big lead held on by Riddell. Next pitch is high. It's 2-0. Dragons trailing 8-0. Colgan got 2 runs with 2 outs in the 3rd, added 1 in the 4th, then scored 5 runs on 4 hits in the 5th inning to make it an 8-0 game. Pitch is low and away. 3-0, and again, Gabe Brown had a pretty long, lengthy layoff between innings. The other thing that we've noticed with Gabe Brown is that when the Dragons have had a base runner, he's been distracted and certainly not as efficient pitching from the stretch. Was 3-0 pitch here to Reeves. It's on the outside corner. That's called strike 1. Valley could just get some runners on. Of course, we know that Colgan has plenty of pitching depth. They still have, I think, 3 guys that haven't thrown here at the state tournament that have thrown at least 10 or 12 varsity innings this season. There's a swing and a miss by A.J. Reeves. Valley Falls radio broadcaster said, have a rotation of 7 different guys the pitch for this Colgan team. Pretty good for 2-1-A. There's strike 3 called. Snap throw to first. Goes down the right field line. So strikeout looking. A.J. Reeves with the head 3-0. But he takes strike 3. It's a nice comeback effort by Gabe Brown to get the first out here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Strikeout is his 5th. But here's what's crazy. Valley Falls has had 4 backwards K's. 4 times the Dragons have struck out looking against Brown. Matt Meyer steps in. He swings and misses. That's after Valley Falls only had 1 total strikeout in 45 at-bats in their semifinal today against Whitewater Remington. And they also had just 1 total strikeout in the opening round game against Medicine Lodge. They missed strike 2. But the Dragons had 2 total strikeouts in their first 2 games here at the state tournament. That's plus about 75 plate appearances coming in with only 2 strikeouts. This ball's high, gets out of the catcher's glove, and Brayson Miller advances to second base. 1-2 now to Grant Meyer. Pitch way high and caught the glove of the catcher Karsten Simmons, but just grazed it, went on to the backstop. Valley Falls still need to put together 4 hits. Down in the count, 1-2. Grant Meyer awaits, then takes, and it's low. Count evens at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pitch coming up here as Grant Brown again really slows down with the runner on time, and now the next delivery, that's way high. The count works full to the second straight batter. Last time he ended up striking out Reeves. We'll see what he does here with Meyer. 4 losses for Valley Falls this season. A pair of them by 2 runs and 1 run to Jeff West, who is a 3A state qualifier, and 1 run to lost to Silver Lake, who is a 3A state qualifier. Losses for the Dragons, 3A team. Silver Lake and Jeff West. That was pitched barely outside. The ball 4, a tough pitch to take on a full count 3-2 offer. But Miller stays at second. Myers now at first, and there's 1 out for Matt Stapp. Fly to center, his only other at bat against Gabe Brown here in the championship game. 4th loss for Valley Falls this season was an extra inning loss against Hiawatha. Another 3A school, not a state qualifier. Pitch a little high, 1-0 to Stapp. Dragons have not lost to anybody in the 2-1A classification. Losses Silver Lake, Jeff West twice, and Hiawatha once. 2 on here with 1 out. We're in the bottom of the 5th. Dragons down by 8 runs. A foul out of play. It's 1-1 now to Matt Stapp with leadoff hitter, the state's all-time hit leader in Kansas, Hayden Carney, awaiting on deck. Stapp can find a way on. Let's have some potential here to runs on the board. Field is now entirely in shade. Not shining anywhere on the field is the sun. Pitch foul towards the first base dugout. It's 1 ball, 2 strikes on Matt Stapp. Getting some longer counts here against Gabe Brown. I'm up to look at his pitch count. It is at 92. 92 pitches by Gabe Brown today. He's gone the distance in this game against the Dragons. Neither runner at first or second has held on for Valley Falls, so pretty good leads out there with 1 away. Again, taking a lot of time, and now the 1-2 offering, and that's grounded past him. Second baseman Batuga flips to second for 1. The relay not in time. Holding at third is Brayson Miller in the second out of the inning. It looks like injured, perhaps, is the second baseman, Brady Batuga, as he lays flat on his front side there at second base. Kind of taken out a little bit on the relay throw, trying to get the double play ball. Now he's up on his knee. Looks like okay, maybe just had the wind knocked out of him or something. Still an 8-0 lead here for Pitt Colgan. Officials are talking about this, that there was some kind of runner's interference or illegal slide or something there trying to break up that double play. Player for Colgan is fine on his feet, got his glove on, he's ready to go. Like, I think it's going to stay the same. Colgan coach Mike Watt is out there complaining now to the officials. He's not happy, but will return to the dugout. A little bit easier to do so with an 8-0 lead here in the championship game. 2 outs and runners at the corners now for Valley Falls after the fielder's choice by Matt Stapp. Grayson Miller is the runner at third. Here's leadoff man Hayden Carney batting a third time against Gabe Brown. And Carney about to close his career in his final high school game. He takes high, ball one. Talking earlier about all the school and all the state records that this kid holds. Unbelievable career. Going to go down as one of the best of all time. Takes inside. It's 2-0 to Hayden Carney. They pitched in pretty careful. Did have an infield single back in the first. Guy for the second year in a row that's batting close to 500. Pitch high, 3-0. A walk with both the bases. Gabe Brown a little bit flustered, it would appear. Cervantes is in the on-deck circle. Higgins looking to get that goose egg off the scoreboard here in the bottom of the fifth. Throw to first base, but back safely is Stapp. Attempted a steal, and again, that kind of gets back to the game situation. You're down 8 runs. Yeah, it'd be nice to take away that force, but with 2 outs, you need a lot of hits and runs. Force anything here and take the bat out of the hands of Carney, who takes a strike on 3-0. Hayden was taking all the way, and now he'll go back to work. Count 3 balls and 1 strike. Hayden Carney, who spends time after practice during the week many times, helping younger kids. Valley Falls youth program. He fouls this pitch off and puts it full at 3-2. So now, from first base, Matt Stapp will get a little bit of a jump. Running start here with 2 outs. Third is Brayson Miller. He's singled. Iyer drew the walk, but was out on a fielder's choice by Stapp. So 2 outs here in the inning. Gabe Brown trying to get out of it and keep the shutout intact. Sending this to the sixth. 3-2 to Hayden Carney. And the pitch. Hard hit ball, center field, long run. Schultz is making a running grab. Unbelievable play in center field. I did not think he had a chance. That ball didn't go very high. It was a line drive and a long run by Schultz. But the center fielder tracked it down. Tough luck for Hayden Carney. Dragons remain scoreless and leave 2 on base. As we head to the sixth, it's Colgan 8, the Dragons 0 here on KNZA.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
At Giant Communications, connection is more than just technology. It's trust. Since 1955, we've proudly supported our communities with dependable service and local touch. From small towns to growing cities, we're here, committed to reliability and keeping you connected to what's most important. Giant Communications, built on connections, powered by community.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A long day for our studio engineer, Mr. Seth Tollison. Was at work well before 6 a.m. and on the air here on KNZA this morning. And 14 hours later, Mr. Seth Tollison still at the station running this game, so you can hear it live and free worldwide on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Justin Fluke back with you here in Great Bend. 8-0 lead for Pitt Colgan. We head to inning number 6. Arston Simmons, the cleanup hitter, leads off for Colgan and swings and misses at the first offering from Hayden Carney. Carney came in and got the final out in the fifth inning after Colgan had scored 5 runs, making an 8-0 lead. 4, 5, and 6 in the lineup here for Colgan. Sidearm off-speed pitch by Carney and way out in front. Simmons didn't have a good read on that one. Completed his swing, I think, before the ball got across the plate. It's 0-2. It's Noah Duncan on deck. Brady Battert in full. Colgan has put runs on the board 3 consecutive innings. So we were scoreless through the first 2 frames. Pitch way outside by Hayden Carney. It's 1 ball, 2 strikes. Hayden hasn't had too many opportunities to pitch for the Dragons this season. He's number four pitcher called upon with buddy else out of opportunities, and from 0-2 now to 2-2. That pitch missed inside. Hayden Carney, 0-2 record coming into state. There's a line drive base hit up the middle. It's a signal for Carsten Simmons to lead things off. Not about heading to second, but Colin Carney in center gets the ball in. Simmons will stay at first with a single. Hit number 10 for Colgan in this game. Two hits for Simmons now, and that'll ring up Noah Duncan as 1-for-2 with a single and hit by a pitch. Courtesy runner in for the catcher at first base. Second batter of the inning, it's Noah Duncan. Now Hayden Carney will pitch from the stretch. Pitch is low, but got a piece of it and fouled it off. Noah Duncan, nothing and one, the count to him. 8 runs, 10 hits for Colgan. Here's a big step. They've committed 0 errors. Left 7 on so far in this championship game. Go to first, but back safely is courtesy runner over there. Alley Falls, 0 runs on 3 hits. Had 1 hit and a walk, so they got a couple runners on last inning, but couldn't drive one in. Swing and a miss. Strike 2 now to Duncan. Their quick throw to first base. Sure that runner knows the Dragons. No, he's there. Here's the pitch. Way behind the batter. Tried to drop it, do a little sidearm delivery, and it's 1-ball, 2-strikes. Much like we saw from Trenton Van Houten, kind of changing up his pitch delivery and speed in the different ways that he delivers. Runners now at second. The wild pitch, and this one goes outside, and the count is 2-2. Oskaloosa softball is your 2-1A state champions. They are crowned in Pratt, getting the win. Bounces across the plate, now full at 3-2. Final score in Oskaloosa's game was 8-1. So McLeod, back-to-back 2-1A softball champs in the same league as Oski. They beat Oski, but McLeod got upset in the regional semis by Rossville, and then Oskaloosa beat Rossville in the regional championship. There's a grounder to third. It stays fair. Miller takes his time, throws to first, and gets the out. So a nice 5-3 put out by Grayson Miller, and he keeps the runner Simmons at second base. The one on and one out now for Brady Battard is 1-for-2 with an infield single and a sacrifice punt. So it was Oskaloosa that made it to state, beating Rossville in the regional title, and Oskaloosa wins the state championship. What does that say about the Northeast Kansas League? Softball champ produced 3 consecutive years. Hayden Carney turns and throws to second, but the runner back safely. By the way, that courtesy runner in there is Colton Simmons. He's a freshman with the younger brother of Carsten. Colton and courtesy running. Freshman now at second base with one out. Pitch comes in low, and that gets to the backstop. Past Van Houten is starting to show some signs of fatigue. A big turn at third, and Simmons will stay there. Count 1-0 to Brady Battard. Tell the body language, and although it wasn't super hot today, it was full sunshine. Alley Falls was here warming up at 10 a.m., and here they are 10 hours later, still playing baseball, hard hit to short. This one is fielded, and throw across the diamond by Matt Stapp is in time. It is a productive RBI ground out, 6-3, as Brady Battard will get the RBI, scoring it. Colton Simmons, the courtesy runner, and now it's a 9-0 lead for Colgan here in the top of inning number 6. But the base is empty and 2 outs for 7-hitter Brady Crossland to the plate. He takes strike 1. He's officially 0-for-2, but it scored 2 runs. Hit by a pitch, also reached on a fielder's choice and came around to score. This pitch is a little bit high. Hayden Carney didn't get the call, and it's 1-1. Pitch popped up. Looks like it's going to get out of play over the first base Colgan dugout. sixth inning of Valley Falls State Baseball, being powered by Giant Communications, Bundle Internet, and Giant Mobile to save $15 a month. Learn more at giantcomm.net. At 1-2 is Hayden Carney, looking for the third out here in the sixth inning. Delivers to Crossland, off speed and inside. Did it hit the batter? Yes, it hit him. Batter didn't really act like it. The official awarded him a base. Five pitches today. Valley Falls hurlers have beaned four Panthers. Four hit by pitches, but only given up, I guess, four total walks there. Dapp had a couple late. He couldn't quite make it out of the fifth inning. This pitch comes in low to Brady Van Beesler. He was 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a run scored. Got a sack bunt and a fly ball to center field. Beesler, another senior, lifts this one up. Long run for the right fielder, and now it drops in between Carney and Pickerel out there. A good read on it by Crossland, who goes from first to third, as he had a great read on that. Of course, inning will continue here. He didn't need a great read on it. There was two outs. He was running on contact, so easily went first to third. Now it'll extend the inning to the number six hitter, Brady Latuga. Carney from the stretch. First pitch fouled away. So two hits this inning. That one just beautifully dropped between right center field. Second hit of the game for Van Beesler, who's at first, and Crossland's at third. Two outs. Nothing and one to Paducah. Carney was starting to go from the windup to the other. Remember, he had a runner at third. Here's a grounder through the hole on the left side as the shortstop, Matt Stapp, over towards second with the runner moving on contact, and it's another two-out RBI hit. Time Batuga gets the RBI, and now the Dragons will be down to their final three outs as the potential run rule is in effect. It is a 10-0 lead here for the Colgan Panthers. Top of inning number six. Dragons will have their 2, 3, and 4 hitters coming up in the bottom of this inning. Carney delivers a strike to the leadoff hitter Lane Stoltz. 30th pitch already for Hayden Carney, who's facing his ninth batter. This is finishing the first time through the lineup for Hayden Carney here in relief of Matt Stapp. Went 4 2/3. A little low, 1-1 to Stoltz. Stoltz is one of just two sophomores, two underclassmen that are in the lineup for Colgan. Ironically, it's their leadoff hitter and their number nine hitter that are the two sophomores. Among five seniors and a couple juniors. Carney's next pitch. Swung on and foul tip. That one kind of off the end of the bat. One ball, two strikes to Stoltz. He's been on twice with an infield hit and a walk. That leadoff spot. He's now batting for the fifth time here in the championship game. Sixth inning. Pitch just a little low. Close count evens at 2-2. Two outs, two runners on. They're at first and second. Two more runs are in for Colgan to increase the lead to 10. Carney delivers and a fly ball to short center. Colin Carney has a play on it, comes in, makes the catch on his left shoulder, and that's out number three. But the Dragons need at least one run to keep their season and championship hopes alive. As Colgan now leads 10-0, we head to the bottom of the sixth after this one-minute break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen PHE Services in Valley Falls has been serving their neighbors for over 35 years. They're your one-stop shop for all your plumbing, electrical, air conditioning, and heat pump projects. They specialize in carrier equipment parts and service. That's Heinen PHE Service in Valley Falls.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Mark your calendars for the 9th Annual Dirt Road Junk Fest, Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th. Over 100 booth vendors featuring antiques, junk, primitive, crafts, food, and so much more. Go to www.dirtroadjunkfest.com for vendor and guest information.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Valley Falls making their third state baseball championship game appearance. They were state runners-up in 2010 and 2021. And now behind 10-0 facing Colgan here in the title game in 2025. Colgan, meanwhile, trying to win their 22nd state baseball championship. Cervantes leads off here at the bottom of the sixth. Takes low for ball one. Damien has one of just three hits for Valley Falls in this game. All three Dragon hits have been singles. That pitch, a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Primpton Van Houten is next, and then Colin Carney. Again, the Dragons need at least one run to extend this game to the seventh. Low, 2-1. By the way, still out there is Gabe Brown, who started this game. The senior right-handed pitcher is now at 101 pitches. Don't think he'll get to finish this game. Swing and a miss by Cervantes. Facing Brown for the third time, and now 2-2 in the count. He leads off for the Dragons here in the home half of the sixth. Valley Falls, the top seed coming in, 4-4. There's the ball lifted into center field. Another hit for Cervantes. So a 2-for-3 day for Damien. That's his sixth hit in the state tournament here in Great Bend. That now leads the team. Van Houten's got 5 hits, but Cervantes with 2 in this game now has 6 hits total, and if Van Houten can time. Houten is 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground ball to first. Houten, senior. Ground ball, that's going to get through on the left side between third and short. Now a couple of base hits. Dragons have 2 runners on for just the second inning of 6 played here in this championship game. Back-to-back singles by Cervantes and Van Houten will bring up cleanup hitter Colin Carney. So Van Houten now has 6 hits, joining Cervantes with 6 hits. Total in the 3 games. Colin Carney's grounded to second, popped up to short. Gabe Brown will still work from a stretch. 10-0 lead. Nobody out. And the pitch comes in high to Colin Carney. Carter Pickerel moves into the on-deck circle. Colgan is 21-13 in title games. We talked about looking for their 22nd straight title, but they've lost 13 times in a championship game, as this is their 35th state title game appearance in baseball. Inside, brushing back Colin Carney. Count is 2-0. Colin pitched a semifinal. He caught Van Houten in the first game of the state tournament, a 1-0 win over Medicine Lodge. Carney's in center field here in this title game. The 2-0 pitch, he pops up towards right field. Van Beesler makes the call. Camp Sundrett makes the catch and gets it in quickly. No runners able to tag as the throw goes strong to third base. And there's one out now here in the bottom of the sixth. Cervantes stays at second. Van Houten still at first. After the fly ball to right, it'll be Carter Pickerel. That's going to end the pitching performance today in this title game by Gabe Brown. 107 pitches, so he's done, but he has got the job done and did what he needed to do as the third pitcher. The depth of this pitching staff for Colgan, no doubt, is a big difference when you get in a tournament playing multiple games over just a couple of days. So a pitching change gives us a chance to take a quick timeout. The Dragons still need at least one run to extend this game to the seventh inning. They trail 10-0 in the bottom of the sixth. Back to Great Bend in a minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Valley Falls Pharmacy has a friendly, knowledgeable staff ready to help you with your prescription needs, providing free prescription deliveries Monday through Friday to the surrounding areas. Call them today at 785-945-3711.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Paul Heinen and Associates can meet all of your personal or business accounting and tax needs. Find them in Valley Falls, Kansas at 317 Broadway or call them at 785-945-3245. Paul Heinen and Associates. Take it to the next level.
Mark your calendars for the 9th annual Dirt Road Junk Fest, Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th. Over 100 booth vendors featuring antiques, junk, primitive, crafts, food, and so much more. Go to www.dirtroadjunkfest.com for vendor and guest information.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The pitcher for Colgan in to try to close it out is Brock Riddell. He moves from first base to the pitcher's mound and will take over with one out and a couple of Valley Falls runners aboard here in the bottom of the sixth inning. But Colgan has a 10-0 lead. This game was 0-0 through the first two, and then with two outs, Colgan got four consecutive hits to take a 2-0 lead in the third. They added one run in the fourth, and then really blew this game open. They had a 3-0 lead, but they scored five runs on four hits, took advantage of a Dragonair and a couple free passes in the fifth. With those five tallies, they led 8-0 and have not looked back. They added two more runs in the top of the sixth inning. So Riddell placing Gabe Brown and facing Carter Pickerel. Dragons have runners first and second with one out. By Riddell, sails outside 1-0. Signals by Cervantes and Van Houten to start the inning for the Dragons, and then Colin Carney fly to right field. Pitch a little bit too far outside, 2-0. Riddell tries to find a strike, and Pickerel may take here until he gets one. And in the count, 2-0. Brayson Miller in the on deck circle. Lights are on, the sun is set, temperatures cooled into the low 70s, and there's a strike delivered by Riddell. It makes it two balls and one strike. Two hits this inning. The Dragons now have five singles in this game, looking for that first run. Couple scoring opportunities. Once they got a runner to third. Here's a grounder towards first, but it's going to be foul. 2 feet off the right side line, and the count evens at two balls and two strikes. Pickerel 0 for 2 today. He struck out and grounded to second, both those against Gabe Brown. Gave Colgan 5 1/3 innings. Runners first and second. Riddell's a lefty, by the way. 2-2 pitch misses high, so it's 3-2. Walk with both the bases. Left-handed pitcher. The junior, Brock Riddell, appearance at the state tournament. Fourth different pitcher that Colgan has used. Runners won't go. The payoff is the check swing foul. Might have been high. Pickerel kind of trying to get back out of the way, but kept the bat up and made contact, and we'll do it again at 3-2. And the runners won't be off because there's only one out, and again, the Dragons aren't going to be overly aggressive. They're down 10 runs. Yes, they do need just one to at least get this game to the seventh inning. A lot more than that to have a chance at their first ever state baseball championship. Here's the payoff. And a ground ball towards first. Down on it. First baseman runs over, makes the play. That's out number two. Runners advance to second and third. But now Colgan's just one out away from winning their 22nd state high school baseball title. Three unassisted on that play. Now it's up to Brayson Miller, who's got one of the Valley Falls five hits. Single leading off the fifth. In fact, four of the five hits for Valley Falls have been a leadoff batter to start an inning. Had a single. Be a good sign. Still from the stretch with runners second and third. The pitch by Riddell misses outside. Ball one. Thought maybe he'd go back to the windup, but he's pitching from the stretch since coming in. Fontes at third, Van Houten at second. Dragons need to get one in, down to their last out, where the right-hander awaits a 1-0 pitch. Thrust back from the plate. It's two balls and no strikes. Hogan 18-9 on the season. Lost to several 3A and a couple 4A teams. Several of those are in their NC conference down in southeast Kansas. Pitch missed outside at 3-0. So a walk would load the bases, something the Dragons have not done today. A.J. Reeves is on deck. Two outs. We figure Miller is probably going to take at least a pitch here, as Riddell hasn't been great since coming in. Seven-pitch payoff that he won against Pickerel. Now this pitch is a walk, high for ball four. So the bases are loaded for the Dragons, and that is the second walk that Valley Falls has received, the second free pass the Dragons have drawn in the title game. Of course, at any base for Colgan, that's what kind of helps them out. Gives them an opportunity for anywhere that it might be hit close to get the final out. Reeves trying to push this game into at least the seventh to try to get a rally going. Here's a chopper towards third. It'll be fielded and touching the bag, and the game is over, and the gloves are thrown in the sky as Pitt Colgan, a perennial baseball power, makes a dog pile on the pitcher's mound and celebrates a 22nd unprecedented state baseball championship. A 10-0 win in six innings as Colgan has done it again. And the Valley Falls fans come to their feet and applaud a record-setting season. A state runner-up finish for the Dragons for the third time in school history, in which they've set many team and individual marks and new records, and will go down as one of the best Dragon baseball teams ever with a 24-5 record. A runner-up finish here at Class 2-1A State Baseball in Great Bend. 10-0 your final. We're back to wrap it up right after this.
Rated as one of the top 10 colleges in the Midwest by U.S. News & World Report, Benedictine College continues to thrive. You can schedule a campus visit or check out our online virtual tours at benedictine.edu. Explore our many majors or take the My Majors quiz and see what's right for you. And use the online scholarship calculator to see how affordable a Benedictine education can be. Check out the traditions, the faith life, the athletics, and the academic reputation of one of the best Catholic colleges in America. Benedictine College, where greatness begins.
Valley Falls Pharmacy has a friendly, knowledgeable staff ready to help you with your prescription needs, providing free prescription deliveries Monday through Friday to the surrounding areas. Call them today at 785-945-3711.
Are you running a business? Then you need more than just internet. You need Giant Communications. From lightning fast fiber to secure cloud solutions and 24/7 support, Giant keeps your business connected, protected, and productive. Whether you're starting up or scaling up, Giant custom business packages grow with you. For a free consultation, call today or visit giantcomm.net. Giant Communications, big on service, built for business.
This summer, it's great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar & Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for just one more.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back one final time. Justin Fluke with you here in Great Bend, where the Pittsburgh Colgan Panthers have defeated the Valley Falls Dragons by a 10-0 score in six innings and won the state baseball title for the 22nd time in school history. They're now 22-13 in state championship games, and that is unprecedented in the state. Another championship for head coach Mike Watt. It's his 18th championship as head coach in 35 years with the Colgan Panthers. They end their season with 19 wins and 9 losses. And after a couple tight wins, 2-0 over Hayes TMP and 3-1 in the semifinals over Douglas, Colgan's able to blow this one open a little bit. We were scoreless through 2 innings, but 2 runs scored with a couple outs in the third, 1 run added in the fourth, and then the big 5-run fifth inning made it 8-0 before they scored twice more in the sixth to get the run rule victory. Valley Falls left the bases loaded. In the sixth inning, the Dragons only had 5 total hits in this game, and they left 7 runners stranded on base. So a couple free passes and 5 hits for the Dragons, who finish again a great season at 24 wins and 5 losses. Their previous school record for wins in a season was 21. They had 22 when they came here to state, had the first round win over Medicine Lodge, avenging the loss at state last year. That was a 1-0 walk-off win in the seventh. Earlier today, Valley Falls had a walk-off win in the bottom of the sixth. By run rule, though, a 16-6 over Whitewater Remington. So 24 wins total for the Dragons this year, a new state record. As the Valley Falls Dragons are presented their state runner-up trophy, all the individual names just mentioned and receiving their medals, and Luke Burns at his alma mater is the fourth-year head coach as a state runner-up finish here in 2025 for his baseball team that has gone 80 wins and just 21 losses now in the last 4 seasons. Talked about all the individual records set by Hayden Carney. He broke 7 or 8 different school records. He broke the Kansas record for all classifications with career hits. Added to that here in the state tournament with 4 more hits at state. Damian Cervantes ended up with 6 hits in the state tournament. Trenton Van Houten ended up with 6 hits in the state tournament as well. Van Houten threw that no-hitter in the opening round. The complete game shutout no-hit win was his 4th of the season, and that's a new state record, breaking his brother's previous mark as well. So a lot of positives for this Dragon team, and no doubt they'll feel the loss of the seniors. Although 7 of them total on the team, Valley Falls starting just a few seniors here this year with Hayden Carney and Trenton Van Houten, the 2 main ones at the top of this Dragon lineup. But what a year for the Northeast Kansas League in the spring, huh? With Oskaloosa winning the state softball championship. They took the 2-1-A title in Pratt, winning earlier today 8-1. And Valley Falls finishing 2nd in the 2-1-A state baseball tournament here in Great Bend. Again, Silver Lake finished state runner-up as well in Class 3A softball as they lost in 9 innings, 2-1, against Frontenac. Sabetha Baseball in Manhattan finished 3rd place in Class 3A. They won an 8-inning extra inning affair against Humboldt by a score of 2-1. Riverside ended up in 4th place. Recapping other area teams from our local MSC sports coverage areas, Riverside lost and finished 4th place earlier today in Topeka. But all in all, a great spring, and we've still got state track and field. We'll have reports coming up here this evening and then all day tomorrow at the bottom of the hour. And don't forget our state track and field wrap-up show tomorrow evening with interviews of many of the state medalists from our area. Brandon Tadman will join Crendon Prophet out in Wichita and have live coverage tomorrow from Cessna Stadium, wrapping up the track and field season and ultimately finishing the 2024-25 high school sports campaign. In Valley Falls, losing 10-0 today, just 5 hits, all singles, 2 of them by Damian Cervantes, 1 each for Hayden Carney, Trenton Van Houten, and Brayson Miller. Good job by Matt Staff to try to keep the Dragons in this game. He left after pitching 4 2/3. Hayden Carney would go the rest of the way, allowing a couple inherited runners to score and then giving up 2 more runs in the 6th inning did Hayden Carney. But ultimately, Matt Staff was charged with the loss and charged with 8 of the runs, 7 of which were earned here in this championship. So again, congratulations to Valley Falls, state runner-up, 2-1-A here in Great Bend, and all of our other MSC Sports radio teams. State track coverage coming up. You can see stories as well as all the state track results posted on our always free website, mscsports.net. Big hug and tears for Hayden Carney as Senior closes his career and is state record holder for most hits, any classification for any high school baseball player ever in the Sunflower State. Pretty remarkable, and that, I don't know, may not be a record that is touched anytime real soon. Again, thanks to all of our broadcasters throughout the last couple of days. We had Wade in Manhattan, Jake in Topeka, we had Brandon in Pratt, and we've got Crendon in Wichita covering state track. All of our studio producers, including the main man, Seth Tollefson, who's again running my game right now. He's at the studio. He was at the studio before 6 a.m., folks. He's been there like 15 hours plus now, making all this possible back at our Kansas Land Controls. We couldn't do it without Seth Tollefson, plus all the social media that you've seen, recapping performances and previewing performances and what station to get all of our local teams the live free play-by-play coverage. So appreciate them, as well as all of our great sponsors, those businesses you hear play during the breaks. I hope you'll thank them. I hope you'll go in, tell them you heard their ad, tell them you appreciated it. And they're the reason that we're able to do all this local sports coverage. Without local business and community support, we're not here broadcasting games free for those of you that aren't able to make it and listen anywhere in the world to your local team. So that's going to wrap it up here from Great Bend. Again, 10-0, Colgan has won it and done it again for the 22nd time in school history, their state baseball champion. For Seth, this has been Justin Fluke. Thanks so much for listening. Enjoy the rest of your weekend on this final day of May.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansas Land Radio.